World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, emphatic wins for Liverpool and Manchester City in English League and Cup matches, respectively. We're live just ahead of the collision of the best basketball players on the planet at the NBA All-Star Game.
Hunter bowls, and this is lobbed towards mid-wicket. Diving catch, one-handed, and what a way to finish for the Australians and Lisa Stelaeker. They come together in a huddle at mid-wicket where the catch was taken.
And Australia take the Cricket Women's World Cup yet again. But we'll start with football and the English Premier League, where Liverpool ended a five-match winless run in some style with a 5-0 victory over Swansea City. It's the first time that Brendan Rodgers' side have beaten a team who currently sit in the top half of the table. Reporting from Anfield, the BBC's Ian Brown.
The Swansea lineup with seven changes suggested they were prepared to sacrifice the points here to protect their star players for Wembley next week. But Liverpool still had to do the business, and once Steven Gerrard's penalty after 34 minutes had broken the deadlock, Swansea were there for the taking. 20 seconds after half-time, the Brazilian Coutinho sauntered forwards to score his first Liverpool goal. Jose Enrique snatched number three, then the magic feat of Luis Suarez added a fourth, and Daniel Sturridge, who'd missed three presentable chances, was then allowed to take Liverpool's second penalty of the afternoon, which he duly converted.
The one piece of bad news for Liverpool is the loss of Fabio Borini for the rest of the season. The Italian striker fell awkwardly and has suffered a suspected dislocated shoulder. Well, Manchester City recovered from last weekend's Premier League defeat by Southampton by making the last eight of the English FA Cup. They beat Leeds 4-0 at the Etihad Stadium, and they killed the game off pretty quickly with two goals in the opening 15 minutes from Yaya Toure and Sergio Aguero. He got a second later, and Carlos Tevez also scored. Manager Roberto Mancini says the players' attitude was pleasing.
I think that could be normal after a defeat against Southampton. We were really upset after that game, and it was important today to do a good result. If you score after 5 minutes, you score the first goal, maybe after it's be easier.
Big competition for you, isn't it? Obviously the FA Cup, very, very important, and not just now, you've said it throughout the season.
Yeah, no, but it's important. We start to win with the FA Cup 2 years, maybe 15 months ago or 2 years ago. And it's an important competition, but it's the second. The first is always a championship.
And Manchester City will now be at home to Barnsley in the last eight. Well, the holders Chelsea were a round behind everyone else. They earned a fifth round trip to Middlesbrough with a 4-0 victory over Brentford in their replay. Juan Mata opened the scoring from distance. Oscar then produced a close range flick for number two. Frank Lampard became Chelsea's leading FA Cup goalscorer when he side footed home Oscar's cross for the third. And John Terry completed the scoring with a late header.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to win first and foremost for us. They come here and made it quite difficult, actually, for the first half. You know, we struggled to break them down, but second half, you know, once the first one come, you know, they was always going to come in quick succession after that.
The problems with your fitness this season, has that been something to frustrate the heck out of you? You're not a good watcher, are you?
No, I'm not. And, you know, it's been frustrating because it's the first time in my career that sort of an injury that firstly I thought was going to be 3 or 4 weeks turned out to be sort of 3 or 4 months, really. But, you know, I'm back to full fitness now as well, and sort of raring to go. So, you know, when I do get a chance like that, all I can do is come in and play well, and to get the goal is the icing on the cake, really.
Well, Chelsea then against Middlesbrough in round five, and they face a possible tie now with Manchester United in the quarter-finals. Also into the last eight, Wigan, who won 4-1 at Huddersfield. The Ivorian striker Arun Kone scored twice there. They'll take on the winners of the Everton-Oldham replay, and the other match in the last eight of the English FA Cup, Millwall against Blackburn. Well, elsewhere in Europe, there were wins for both Atletico and Real Madrid in Spain's Primera Liga. Second place, Atletico won comfortably 3-0 at Real Valladolid, and Sergio Ramos managed to score and get sent off for Real in their 2-0 derby win over Rayo Vallecano. Napoli missed the chance to cut Juventus' lead to 2 points at the top of Serie A. That's after a 0-0 draw at home to Sampdoria. While in France, Paris Saint-Germain were beaten 3-2 at Sochaux. It ended a 9-match unbeaten run. Cedric Bakambu scored the winner, and it's the first time PSG have conceded 3 goals in the league this season. Lyon moved to within 3 points of them. That was after a 4-0 victory at Bordeaux. And Sebastian Polter scored in the second minute of injury time to get a 2-2 draw for Hannover in the Bundesliga. Stuttgart ended a 5-game losing run with a 1-0 win at Hoffenheim. They've also had the first leg of the opening round of qualifiers for the Africa Champions League completed. Among the ties, the Egyptian side Zamalek beating Gazelle of Chad in Alexandria with a 7-0 victory. Our next stop here on the BBC World Service is Houston, where the biggest names in world basketball are close to tip-off in the NBA All-Star Game. Chris Mitchell is courtside for us, preparing to watch LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, among others, face each other.
Yes, and it promises to be an exciting game. It always is. Whether it means anything, well, that's another question. Corey carries about as much weight as a feather, but it is the mid-season break. Gives us a chance to catch our breath and find out what we think LeBron James has been up to and Kobe Bryant. LeBron James, of course, will be leading out the Eastern Conference All-Stars. He comes here off the back of a fantastic season so far with Miami, who lead the Eastern Conference's best season ever, perhaps. Kobe Bryant, on the other hand, who will lead out the Western Conference All-Stars, is having a torrid time with the LA Lakers right now. They're not even in the playoff places, and that means they might not make it the final, the end of the season. Thousands of people streaming into the Toyota Center in Houston right now. The game doesn't tip off for another hour, but they want to see who's going to win the All-Star tonight.
Thank you very much to Chris Mitchell there. Apologies, we lost him for a time. Now to cricket, where Australia have won the Women's World Cup for the sixth time, beating the West Indies by 114 runs in the final in Mumbai. Rachel Haynes and Jess Cameron made half centuries for the Aussies, who batted first, and there was some valuable late order hitting from Elise Perry and Jodie Fields. It took them to 259 for 7. Perry was back in the side after three games out with an ankle injury, and she doubled up with three wickets for the Australians, who dismissed the West Indies for 145. And pace bowler Perry says there was no chance she was going to miss her one shot at playing in the final.
Yeah, really wonderful to play the way we did today, and particularly put it together at the end there. And yeah, it's been a really wonderful, I suppose, 12 months for us. Also winning the 2020 World Cup late last year. So yeah, it's a really special day, and certainly something that I'm really privileged to be a part of.
You seem to be in a little bit of pain early on in the innings. Was that a worry for you?
I've been sort of battling an ankle injury for the last 3 months or so. But no, it was really, really nice to get through the match tonight, and you know, a particular part of that is how well I've been looked after by our medical staff. So, it was a bit tough, but certainly I wouldn't have missed it for the world to be out there.
Well, it was the West Indies' first ever final. Their captain, Marissa Aguilera, says the tournament was a success for them, despite the defeat.
From fifth to second place, I think that's a great achievement for us, you know, but I think there is so much to be learned, and first time being on the world stage in the finals, so I guess I think it's all about going back home and gaining as much experience as possible, and we have gained a lot of experience from this tournament, so I guess we did well.
South Africa's men have completed a series win over Pakistan with a four-wicket victory in the second test in Cape Town. Pakistan started the day on 100 for 3 in their second innings, but they collapsed to 169 all out, losing their last six wickets for just 22 runs. They set South Africa 182 to win. Syed Ajmal took four wickets there, and that left him with match figures of 10 for 147, despite being on the losing side. And let's finish with tennis news. Victoria Azarenka successfully defended her Qatar Open title in Doha, beating Serena Williams 7-6, 2-6, 6-3, even though Williams is about to replace her at the top of the world rankings. And a first tournament win for Rafael Nadal since his return from injury, winning the Brazilian Open final against David Nalbandian. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.